Well, we've just arrived backstage at the Ryman Auditorium, the Grand Ole Opry here in Nashville, Tennessee. We were driven down here by our very good friends, Mr. and Mrs. Hank Snow. The first person we ran into as we walked into the rear entrance of the Ryman Auditorium and peeked into her dressing room is our very good friend, Mr. Hank Williams. Hiya, Hank.
All right. Thank you, Ben. It's awful good to see you folks visiting up here from good old Columbus, Georgia.
Yes, sir, and we're sure glad to be here, too. I never saw so many people come to see one show in all my life.
Well, brother, they're here from all over the country. You hear about it, my home down there. I come from Montgomery.
Oh, yes, I'm always telling the folks here on the dancing party where you're from. Hank Williams and all the Drifting Cowboys, the MGM recording artist, the guy here that has made famous such songs as Cold, Cold Heart, and that latest one we have here that we play on the dancing party, I Can't Help It, and Howling at the Moon.
He's in bad shape, that guy.
Yes, sir. Where'd you pick that tune up, Hank?
Oh, I don't know. I just wrote the thing. Got me standing on my head and howling at the moon.
Well, we've played your records, Hank, from way on back when you did that Move It On Over.
That was the first.
MGM. Mm-hmm.
I was still in Montgomery when I wrote that.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
And then you went down through Shreveport.
Yeah. KWKH down there.
Then came that great record, The Lovesick Blues.
You've been eating off of that ever since.
And then the Grand Ole Opry, where the folks can hear you all over the South every Saturday night.
Yeah, there's some awful fine people up here in this country.
Well, tell me about your band, Hank. A few of the fellows in the band?
Yeah, I got some of the same boys I had 10 years ago.
Is that a
fact? Don Montgomery.
How about that? What is
Don
your name?
Helms, a boy that plays the steel guitar with me, has worked for me for about 11 years. He comes from New Brockton, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Sammy Pruitt, the straight guitar man, has been with me about the same length of time. He comes from Goodwater, Alabama.
Now, that's the man that puts in that boop-bop sound
yeah,
in
boop,
your record.
Bop, boop, that cheap banjo, some of them call
yeah.
it. The fiddler is a Nashville boy. He's been with me a couple of years, a young boy named Jerry Rivers.
You call him Burrhead?
Burrhead, that's him. The other boy with me is Cedric Rainwater, better known as Howard Watts. He comes from Florida. He's been with me about 2 years, and I got a little bitty fella works for me from San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you got some of his records. Big Bill Lister.
Yes, sir. He records for Capitol.
Yeah,
right?
Country Fire. That's a good song.
Uh-huh.
I wrote that, and I like that.
Uh-huh. That kind of sounds like another tune I've heard.
Yeah, a little bit, don't it? Familiar. Uh-huh. Somebody asked me, he said, how did that get so close to sound like Hank Williams' tune? I said, I don't know, unless it was called Hank Williams wrote it. I got a good bunch of boys. You want to meet Bill before you leave? He's 7 foot tall. Maybe we can get you a box where you can get up and talk to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I was looking at that boy that's singing a little while ago. He is a dilly, isn't he?
Yes, sir. Ben, it's awful nice of you to come up here to see us. Next time we get down to Columbus, maybe it's Fort Benning down there somewhere. We was down there not long ago.
Yeah,
we'll...
I know you were, and I missed you.
Sure, drop by and see you. Thank you a lot, and I'd like to thank all your good listeners out there for requesting our numbers, and the good Lord's willing, and the creeks don't rise, we'll get down that way sometime and see y'all. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Hank. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. And, friends, we're going to travel a little bit further along here backstage at the Grand Ole Opry and see who else we can find in just a moment.